You'll probably see that the only seat left is the one next to me, and kick somebody out of their seat to make them sit here, so he doesn't have to. Huh? He's sitting next to me. He's really sitting next to me. Again. Yeah. You can sit here. I mean, if you have to. I guess it's the only spot left. Oh my god, girl. Why are you trying to be so tough again? Didn't you learn from your mistakes the first time? He hasn't done this since he fell asleep on me. This is your opportunity to get to know him better. Oh crap. I've been arguing with myself. I didn't notice that he's speaking to me. That's right. You fall asleep on me at a bus trip once. You're not thinking about doing that again, are you? Because you were kind of heavy. No, no, no. Don't do it again. Don't be tough. Yeah. I do have a couple of classes with you. Yeah, I don't speak up much in class. Doesn't seem to be much point. Oh, well, thank you, I guess. I never really liked the sound of my own voice. I always thought it should be, I don't know, different. What? My voice is pretty? I should speak more often. He loves to listen to me. Is he really saying this? Or am I imagining it? Okay. Hey, what's so funny? He's being so sweet. Damn it. I want to smile and laugh. I want to tell him he's got a cute laugh. But I'm the tough girl. Everyone's gonna see.
Well, don't let it happen again.
Don't let it happen again? Girl, you don't have to threaten him. He wasn't being a jerk. No, I'm sorry. I'm just a little tired from the trip. You too? He's asking if I can lay my head on his shoulder so he can lay his head on mine. Of course he can. No, no. Play cool, girl. Act like it's no big deal.
Sure. That'll be okay. You shouldn't squish me in that position. Like this?
He's resting on me. I'm resting on him. This is... Actually, this isn't very comfortable.
Are you okay? Yeah, me neither. Sorry, but every time there's a little bump, it hurts my neck in that position. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that didn't work. Come on, girl. You can do this. Offer to let him lay on you again. Come on, come on.
You know, I had an idea. Give me a jacket.
Yeah, take it off and I'll take mine off.
No, it's okay. You'll see. Give it to me. Now, I'll put them right here. Create a little makeshift bed for me so I can lay back at an angle like this. That helps you because you can lay on me right here.
No, No, really, it's okay. I know what I said last time, but I think this way will be much more comfortable. My chest is a lot softer than my shoulder, and we'll both be in a better resting position. Also, the bumps on the road won't feel as severe. Go ahead. Lie back on me with your head right here. Oh my god. He's doing it again. Now, I'll just rest my hands on his chest like this. What? This is just a good spot for my hands. Does it bother you? He said he likes it. My arms give him comfort. I want to scream. I'm so happy. Keep it together. Good. Now we can relax for the rest of the hour-long trip back to school. He's snuggling into me. This is the most adorable thing I've ever experienced. What? Tell you about me? Why? I thought you were falling asleep. Don't you just want to rest? Yeah, I suppose there's no harm. But you've got to tell me something first. Okay, fair enough. A question for a question. I get to ask first. Agreed. We'll both be completely honest, but don't have to answer anything we don't want to. But if you don't answer something, I get to ask another question. Yes, the same goes for me. Okay then. First question. Don't rush me. I'm thinking. Okay, what's your favorite class? Geometry? I thought it would be creative writing. You love that kind of thing. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. If I did that sort of thing, I'd want to just write what I wanted to write, and not what somebody else made me write. But still, aren't you appreciative of the ability to stretch your limitations and expand your abilities? You're right. That's another question. Sorry. Okay then, it's your turn. What do you want to know? Yeah, I do have pets. Two cats. Snickers and Patches. Both calico cats. That's another question. It's my turn. Oh, okay. How about... Are you seeing anyone? So what if that question sounds very high school? Just answer it. Really? Nobody? What about Julia or Suzanne? Not even Cindy? I was certain that... Okay, God. This one question was so difficult to follow. Asking a follow-up question is just so natural. Alright then, what's your next question? Yes, I can answer that. But you have to promise not to laugh. My favorite movie series is How to Train Your Dragon. No, I'm not kidding. I love it. Get out of here. Are you lying to me? It's your favorite tomb? It's beautiful. I've never laughed so hard and cried so hard in the same movie. A glowing romance between Hiccup and Asteroid grips me every time I watch it. When Stoic finds his long-lost wife, the love of his life, only to sacrifice his life to save his son, almost immediately rips my heart apart. And of course, Toothless is the cutest, most adorable flying cat I've ever seen. I know he's really a dragon, but he's obviously a big cat without the fur. And of course, the goodbye at the end. Toothless and all the dragons being given up by Hiccup and the others because it was best for them. I was sobbing like a little girl. All of their beloved pets and friends leaving in order to keep them safe. And then the end where Hiccup and Astrid's children get to meet Toothless and the baby dragons. That was so sweet. What did you think about it? Hey, are you awake? Oh wow. He fell asleep. He's sleeping on my chest. This just feels right. I like him here. Like this. I think I'll massage his head. Maybe I shouldn't. But I don't know if I'll ever have this opportunity again. And I really want to run my fingers through his hair. I'm a tough girl that doesn't need anybody, right? Who says? It's easier to say that I don't need anybody when I believe that they wouldn't want me in the first place. But I like this. I like being here with you. I would accept your help. I would accept your friendship if you wanted to give it to me. Do you? You just squeaked or whimpered or something. It was cute. I wonder if I can make you do that again. Maybe if I stroke softly behind your ear. You did it again. In your sleep. But I won't do it now because I don't want to wake you up. I wonder if you know what's going on. I wonder if you like this. I wonder if you would ever just want to hang out with me. I wonder if you'd ever want to kiss me. But I would want to do this again for you if you wanted me to. Would you want that? Could you see yourself coming home to me every day? Would you look forward to being wrapped up in my arms every night? Would you want to wrap me up in yours? I think you're sweet. I'd really like the chance to get to know you more often. What's up? Cindy has gotten up from her seat and woken him up to offer him a spot with her. Oh well, I knew this was too good to last. He'll probably want to. He's turning her down. He says he's fine where he is. If Lux could kill, I'd be dead right now. I think Cindy is trying to mop my face off with her mind. I want to talk to him. I want to ask him why she did that. But I'm too afraid this won't be over. The bus is stopping soon. Oh well, I had to add some time, didn't it? I shouldn't complain. Some people get 7 minutes in heaven. I got nearly an hour. He kissed me. He kissed me on my cheek.
No. I'm not blushing, am I? Why did you do that? What? Really? You really stayed behind at the museum to be the last one on the bus, knowing that the seat beside me would be the only one left?
You really wanted to get to know me better? You mean it? Okay. You can walk me home. I like that.
Yeah. We can talk some more. We can talk about whatever you want.
I'd like that too.